How can we worship God with others? How can we benefit from interacting with others when it comes to our walk with God? Let's discuss. This is the Walking in Step with God podcast, and I'm Steve McDonald.
Welcome to the Walking in Step with God podcast. Here, we empower you to walk boldly with God. Follow our podcast to stay up to date with new content. Visit our website at walkinginstepwithgod.org for resources, videos of our messages, and more information about our ministry. Once again, that website is walkinginstepwithgod.org.
Hello, welcome to Walking in Step with God. I'm Steve McDonald. Today, as we continue our series on the power of worship, we explore the topic worship with community. There are so many ways to worship and show our love and gratitude to God. Many of those ways can be done alone, but there are also many ways we can worship with others. Gathering for worship with others can unlock a unique power that eludes us when we worship alone. For example, in another message of this series, we discussed worship with the act of praise. Often praise is done among others as many voices come together as one to sing praise to God. Today we are going to discuss three ways that we can worship with the community. Let's discover how we can worship God together in unity. Before we dive in, let's take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Have you been yearning for a deeper relationship with God, especially in the unusual times we're in? Here's your sign that your desires are being answered. 100 Steps with God is the spiritual guidebook you need to navigate this transformative journey you're embarking on. Filled with inspiring messages, this book is written to ignite your thinking and illuminate the path toward a rich, intimate relationship with God. The special edition delves deeper and includes scriptures, reflective prompts, and space to journal your thoughts. Visit www.100stepsbook.com to order your copy of the standard or special edition today and strengthen your bond with the Creator. Again, that's 100stepsbook.com, 100stepsbook.com.
Welcome back. Let's dive right into discussing three ways to worship with others in our community. Number one, worship through prayer. Prayer can and does change lives. Praying with others can be a powerful way to lift up a request for many before God as one. It can also be a time for bringing many voices together to show gratitude for God. God enjoys our individual prayers, but when we gather together in prayer, two or more, the divine presence shows up in fresh and exhilarating ways. Prayer with others can be as simple as your offering to pray with someone to have strength during a difficult time. It can be a group setting where many people pray as one in thanks for God's abundance. In both of these scenarios, we lift up our hearts, minds, and spirits before God in the community to express our thanks and gratitude, or bring a petition before Him. Prayer in a community can be a powerful way to provide support for everyone involved. Perhaps there are many in a group setting who would not know what to pray, but an individual leading a group in prayer can align the hearts and minds of everyone to lift up a unified voice before God. Number two, worship through fellowship. Fellowship is the act of meeting and discussing a walk of faith with others. The context can vary. There can be a group of individuals providing support for one another. It can also be two individuals talking about their journey in faith. Fellowship may, and often does, include prayer. When we come together in fellowship, we create a space for God to touch our hearts and minds in a way that may influence the direction of the conversation, and even the words that are spoken. God uses us to provide counsel and guidance to others in need. The form of fellowship is a popular and powerful mechanism to share ideas, share testimony, and provide support for one another in a safe space with other like-minded individuals. If you are looking to energize your walk with God, be sure to find a way to fellowship with other believers. This can be through your place of worship, in a group, or even one-on-one discussions with friends, family, and loved ones. Number 3, worship through giving. Another powerful way to worship is through giving. There are many ways to give. Giving of our time, giving of our resources, giving of our acts of service. All of these ways can allow us to worship God, especially when we ask Him to use us as He sees fit to help others. When we surrender our time, resources, or skill sets to God, He can send us into the world on assignment to interact with others in need. Your assignment may involve giving to someone you know very well, or even a stranger you will only meet once and never meet again. True giving is giving without regret, hesitation, or disappointment. God delights in a cheerful giver, one who looks forward to the opportunity to give, representing God's hand in helping someone or even many others in need. If you have a desire to give and worship God by giving, I invite you to ask God to use you as He sees fit to help others in need. You notice I added, as He sees fit. I say this because I want to invite you to not try to control the way God will use you. God knows every single thing about you, what you can and cannot offer, what resources you do and do not have, and perhaps most importantly, what you are capable of doing to benefit the life of another. So, ask Him to use you as He sees fit, so you can give in a way that maximizes your ability to impact someone's life. Take it from me, being sent on assignment from God is one of the most rewarding and gratifying experiences of our faith. In today's message, we discussed 3 ways to worship with our community. We explored how worship through prayer with others is a powerful way to bring a petition before God or express gratitude and thanks before God in agreement as one. We discussed the impact of fellowship with others. Discussing our walk with God and living day-to-day in our faith with others is a great way to support each other through good times and challenging times. We learned that fellowship with others is also a great way for God to use us to share wisdom or counsel with others. Lastly, we explored how we can worship through giving. Similar to the way that God can use us to share words of wisdom with others in fellowship, God can also use us to give to someone in need. If we ask God to use us as He sees fit, in other words, without self-induced restrictions, we will find ourselves on assignment, dispatched from God to intervene in someone's circumstances on God's behalf. We learned that giving could be time, resources, or even our skill set. The most important thing to know is that only God knows our full potential to give. So let us worship Him by offering ourselves to give to others in need. Worship with others in our communities is a powerful way to walk with God in unity with others. Celebrating God, thanking God, and praising God together. Look for ways to worship God with your community today. Let's close out in prayer. Father, Almighty God, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the words of wisdom that were shared. Thank You for giving me the opportunity, Lord God, to just share wisdom with our community. We thank You for all the opportunities that You give us to worship, and we just ask, Lord, that You give us Not just the opportunities to worship with others, but also the courage. If we're feeling hesitant or shy or bashful about worshiping with others, help us, Lord, to push through that. Help us to have the courage and strength and just the ability to push through any hesitation when it comes to worship, because we know that you love us. We know that we need not worship you for the satisfaction of others. We worship for the satisfaction of you. Father, we want you to see our love for you. We want you to see our thanks and appreciation for you. So we pray this, Father God, and we thank you in advance. We pray this trusting and believing in you. Amen. Are you interested in learning more about the sources guiding this message? I invite you to stay tuned after the break for our Going Deeper with the Word segment. Here, we examine how God's Word provides clear guidance and direction about worshiping within our community. If you are catching this episode on YouTube, please be sure to click that like button and also be sure to leave your comments about today's message. Let us know how you worship with others in your community. If you are new to our ministry, please subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow our podcast so you are notified of future messages.
Some messages just hit differently. And if this message has touched your heart and you want to experience it again, you can watch the video online at walkinginstepwithgod.org/messages. God bless you.
The greatest way that you can get involved with this ministry is to be involved in the community. Here are four specific ways. Join the discussion by asking and engaging with questions in our community space. Share a prayer on our prayer wall, or take some time to pray for others. Has our ministry impacted your walk with God? Then share your story and inspire others. Lastly, you can support our ministry as a financial partner so that we can expand our reach and grow the community. Learn more about these opportunities to get involved by visiting walkinginstepwithgod.org/get involved.
Welcome to Going Deeper with the Word. In this segment, we welcome people of all backgrounds, religious or not, to review the Word of God with me. The Word of God provides guidance, direction, and instructions for living our lives and walking with God. Today we examine how God's Word provides clear guidance and direction about worshiping with our community. Let's review examples of God's Word that can lead and guide our steps and back up the principles we learned in today's message. I'll be reading scripture today from the Amplified Bible. Here's our first verse. Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20. Again, I say to you that if two believers on earth agree about anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am among them. In this verse, Christ explains the impact of bringing a prayer before him when more than one is gathered. When we bring a prayer before God in agreement, we are demonstrating to God our collective devotion and dedication to placing our trust in him. Do you have something in your life that needs prayer? I encourage you to seek out someone in your community, a friend, family, or loved one, even someone at your place of worship, to pray with you in agreement and bring your petition before God. Have you prayed with others? What was the outcome? Please share in the comments. Let's have a look at another verse. Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how we may encourage one another to love and do good deeds, not forsaking our meeting together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more approaching. In this verse, we see Paul encouraging the Hebrews to encourage one another in meetings. This verse explains the importance of meeting in fellowship, gathering with others, whether a handful or a multitude, gives us the chance to lift each other up, providing support and motivation. Fellowship allows like-minded individuals to praise together, share testimony, study God's word, and even pray together. Keep fellowship among your priorities to help strengthen your walk with God. How does fellowship impact your walk with God? Let us know in the comments. Let's look at one last verse. Proverbs 11, verse 24 and 25. There is one who scatters and yet increases all the more, and there is the one who withholds what is justly due, but it results only in want and poverty. The generous man shall be prosperous and enriched, and he who waters will himself be watered. In this verse, we learn that giving before God has the effect of returning a blessing to the giver. When we give, either through our time, our resources, or our skills, we not only provide for others, but we can find ourselves richer in joy. God loves the cheerful giver. Asking God to use you to give to others shows him your dedication to serving him. In serving others, God will ensure that the giver reaps the generosity that he or she has sown. When you give, in what way do you most enjoy giving to others in the community? Let us know in the comments. Worshiping with community is a powerful way to bring ourselves before God in unity. While God delights in our worship, even our worship when we are alone, we can live an even richer life of faith when we integrate others into our worship. Let worshiping with others in your community be a priority in your walk with God. Thank you for your time in reviewing these verses with me today. Please be sure to share in the comments how these or other examples of God's word have helped you. Thank you for the opportunity to share encouragement. Here at Walking in Step with God, we truly appreciate your support. We are fully committed to Christ and the community. We invite you to join us in fellowship and to seek opportunities for fellowship in your local community as well. Have an amazing week, and we will catch you next time. Bless you.
Thank you for listening. Please share this podcast with others if this message has blessed you. Consider becoming a supporter of Walking in Step with God to help others walk boldly with God. Visit our website at walkinginstepwithgod.org to learn more.